And now, on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley, KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
It's me, Matt Santos, on KQNA, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. For the town of Chino Valley, we have a big one for you today. We are talking taxes, roads, water, special elections, budgets, dollars, all that good stuff with our finance director, Mr. Joe Duffy. Stick around. We got a full hour of conversation for you right after these words from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean, burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 White Spire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Just because Prescott Brewing Company's 25th anniversary falls on March 15th doesn't mean we would dare to scorn St. Patrick's Day. We're proud to offer two full days of classic corned beef cabbage dinner. That's right, house brined corned beef platter, including red potatoes, carrots, PVC beer mustard, beer bread, and butter. So if you need some good old-fashioned lucky Irish nourishment, wander in and enjoy the classic Irish meal at your local hometown brew pub at Prescott Brewing Company in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in to KQNA. I am Matt Santos. I am here on behalf of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce, as well as the town of Chino Valley. We have a full hour for you with our finance director, Mr. Joe Duffy. But before we invite him to the mics, I wanted to clarify a couple of things. For those of you who are unfamiliar with me or my role with the town of Chino Valley, I want to give you a quick little bio, quick little history of what it is that I do. Evidently, some of you are under the impression through your posts on social media that I have a secret role with the town. So want to address that real quick, bring that out into the open. My history is that of a journalist. I have been in the print media world since, much longer than I care to admit, since the early and mid 80s in the San Francisco Bay Area. Moved to Arizona in 04/05, started working with local media soon after that until 2013. Covering a lot of the news and sports and high school and features and fun stuff happening in and around Chino Valley for our local print media. In 2013, I left that role, not really sure what I was going to do with myself, but was contacted at that time by the town of Chino Valley to help them out starting and kicking off their at-then non-existent social media, revamping some web stuff and helping out with that, and kind of taken over as a PIO. And if you're not familiar with what that is a public information officer. Now, most large organizations, municipalities, companies even, and school districts, nonprofits have a role for a PIO, public information officer. The town, then and now, does not really have a spot for that full time. That's it's not something they want to task a full time employee with, mainly so they can allow their full time employees to do just that, be full time employees and do the job that we as taxpayers pay them to do. So what they've asked me to do for the last 5.5-6 years or so is to assist them a few hours a week on a contract type basis to help them out to get information to you, the public, whether that be through press releases and dialoguing with the media, whether that be posting things on social media, sharing information. Today, for instance, we had some weather alerts, some road alerts coming from ADOT and the National Weather Bureau. So those are the things that I monitor and put out there to the public. Road closures when they come up, highway projects that are going to cause you to detour, fun stuff with Park and Rec or the library or the senior center. Because getting involved in the community and getting the most out of what we as a community have to offer, it means knowing about them. So informing people of what's out there, what's happening, what's coming, and that's what they asked me to do. Soon after that, in 2013, late 13, early 14, I can't remember exactly when, I started hosting this show, Talk of the Town, for the town of Chino Valley on KQ&A in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce. So I take over once a month to take over these mics in the studio once a month to inform you, the public, about what's going on in town. Now, that's what I do. That's a portion of the jobs that I do in and around the this portion of Yavapai County. Most people seem to be appreciative of it. We do live Facebook feeds during council meetings. We get a lot of interaction with that. We like people to know what's happening. Now, having said that, the subject, the issue of this special election that's coming up in May 21st, is a hot one. It's a hot topic. A lot of people are concerned about it. They have opinions about it. I personally am completely neutral on the matter. A lot of you out there don't believe me when I say that, but I am. My information that I'm putting out there is just that. It is information. It is stats. It is facts. It is links to other organizations, other municipalities, other entities such as the state legislature. We've posted some stuff about them, some different highway campaigns and procedures that are out there. It is just that, getting information out to you. I do not have an agenda. The town itself, we'll get into this a little bit with Joe Duffy in just a few minutes, but the proposal here for the special election in May was a complete response to what the public has been asking for in the way of improvements in infrastructure and things. So It is completely up to you, the public, to decide what happens with the future of the town. So that is why we're getting information out to you, to the public, so you can make an informed and educated decision. Whatever that decision is up to you. Now, if you want to know why I'm neutral about these subjects and why personally I am, this radio show, this forum isn't the place for that. Feel free. Reach out to me. I'll buy you a cup of coffee and explain to you why that is. This is not the forum for that. But rest assured, my goal is to give you information, and on occasion, when the information that is out there is incorrect, to steer you in the right way, to find and research information so you can have accurate information. Well, that's enough blabbering from me, and now we're going to switch gears a little bit, because Mr. Joe Duffy is our finance director, and he has been given and accepted voluntarily to come on the radio today. He's shaking his head no, because it was not voluntary.
That's not true, man. Yeah. I enjoy being here. Every time you call, I definitely come. So.
But, Joe, you have a very thankless job at times to present numbers that a lot of people don't agree with.
That's correct, Matt. I can put a council to sleep in 2 minutes or less, I guarantee. But, you know, my goal is to communicate. I try to boil them down so that everybody can understand them, because when all said and done, they're really not that complicated. They're big numbers, and they're, you know, important, but we try to give you the 30,000 view of these issues.
That's something that I appreciate. And you were on just recently with myself, and I think it was Frank that was in, Frank Marbury, was it? Or was it Daryl, Mayor Daryl Croft? Yeah. I couldn't remember. Recently to explain this, and I said it then, and I'll say it again, and I'll keep saying it as long as we're working together on projects. You have a very unique ability to take these large figures that most of us as households aren't used to dealing with, and boil them down so that people like me, and I'm putting myself in that forefront of the category, you make it so a guy like me can understand it, and that is not an easy task. So I appreciate that. And one of the things when we deal with large numbers that even a small town like Chino, a small municipality, is dealing with numbers that most of us aren't that familiar or comfortable or used to dealing with. And what we try and do, what the goal of today's show to do, is to do, to present some realistic figures, because the majority of the public, in following some of these social media posts and things, don't have a firm grasp of what these numbers translate to when it comes to roads specifically. And so what I've done is compiled a list of some questions and concerns that we found online. And I want to say this up front as well. We put out to the public the opportunity to email me their questions and concerns. We started rolling that out last week. We put up several posts. I will say this. As of 3:55, 20 minutes ago, we did not get a single response through email. We got a lot of them, a lot of questions and a lot of banter and a lot of discussion online. Those are hard to compile because we don't want to miss an important question. It's tough to go through those forums and those posts and capture everybody's comments. So we requested emails to come in. And as of today, for the past 6, 7, 8 days, we have gotten zero responses. I want you guys to remember that are listening. We got zero responses of people wanting to email us in questions. Now, having said that, we ask that because when you email something, you tend to take a few minutes to compose a message, to compose your thoughts. Not always the case online. A lot of times online, it's emotional. Often in the middle of the night, trust me, at 4 a.m., I'm looking at some of these things. So we wanted to give you, the public, an opportunity to formulate a thought, compose it, get some facts together, and email them in. And again, We got zero responses. I wanted to get that out there. So let's go through a couple of questions that we've gotten online, and I am going to play the devil's advocate here, and I'm going to throw them at you. I'm going to be the angry guy typing in the middle of the night on the keyboard.
And I'll do the best I can, Matt.
We've got $400,000-ish allocated for roads in Chino Valley, correct?
Correct.
Annually.
Yes.
We've got 153 miles of road, a mixture of dirt, some asphalt, and a lot of chip seal. About 78 miles, I think it was, of chip seal.
Yeah, about that.
70 to 80 miles-ish.
Yeah. Some pavement, some mostly chip seal, some dirt and gravel, yes.
Why isn't that enough, Joe? 400,000, well, that should be enough to, according to some readers and followers on Facebook, 400,000 should be enough to asphalt all 153 miles.
Unfortunately, it's just not quite enough, Matt. With $400,000 this last year, we were only able to do 3 miles. Now, understand, this is part of the problem that Chino has, is this problem is compounding because 5 or 6 years ago, we only had $50,000 a year to put on the roads. And this, let me explain to that. This is what ends up actually physically going on the roads. So this is your chip seal, your oil, any overlays or anything. So it's the money on the roads. And so for the last 5 years, it's gone from $50,000 to $400,000, which is a huge increase. But we really need about $1.6 million a year to keep up with just the roads that are falling apart, just to keep the program going. So we are just significantly short, and we don't see the amount of funding increasing anytime soon. So that's why the town council brought this before the voters, to say, hey, if we want our roads fixed, we need additional funding, and we need to be able to do a lot more than 3 miles of roads a year, because we have 153, and that means every road would get hit once every 50 years. So that's, in essence, we just can't, $400,000 just doesn't go very far at all.
Why is that? What is it per, and a few figures were tossed out. One of the ones that Frank Marbury, our public works director, had mentioned, for the building up of a road and maintaining it is about, and getting it to the level that most of the public in Chino wants to see, whether that be a substantial chip seal or asphalt. About $50 a foot, was that an accurate figure?
Yeah, and it comes out to about $20 per year for over 20 years to reconstruct. So he has, his cost range per square yard is for just a full reconstruction. When you go in and rebuild the road, if you add curbs, gutters, and sidewalks, you're going to be at $100. But just to rebuild the road, you're going to be between, let's say, $30 and $40. To do just a micro seal or a rehabilitation, just an overlay, like a 2-inch overlay, where you redo the base underneath it, you put new gravel in so it can hold more truck traffic, you're going to be in the $20 range,
okay.
$20, $25. To just do the surface seals, like a single chip seal or slurry seal or any of the road slurries, and there's a whole bunch of those out there, and our plan is to use the best one on each road to get the most bang for the buck, you're going to be down to $5 per square yard. And so just doing the cracks and the fog seal, the smaller stuff, preventive maintenance, around $2 a square yard. That's one of the reasons that Chino Valley uses the chip seal, because we get so much more bang for the buck. We can do so many more roadways. And what we've been doing quite a bit in the last few years is going in, grinding them up, putting a new base down, and then doing a double chip seal over the top of them.
Gotcha. So when you take, and I am not going to attempt the math. If you're listening at home, pull out a pencil. If you have a calculator, we'll test Joe's arithmetic here in a minute. But a mile, 5,200 feet-ish, over 5,000 feet, right, in a mile?
5,200-something.
Whatever it is, yeah, 5,200.
That's the engineer's question.
So when we take that by whatever that figure is, depending on what we're doing on the road, whether that be $20, $50, whatever.
Right.
Multiply that by 153 miles, it's just not going very far.
Right, right. Okay. To maintain the roads to the level that they should be maintained at, we need about $1.6 million plus per year to do it.
$1.6 million per year, right about, to keep it on a rotation of about every
seven years. Yeah, so because every road will get hit every 7 years.
And chip seal's life is around a seven-year period.
Around
that's
the 70
before
period.
It starts deteriorating beyond usability.
Right, before it needs to start being rebuilt. So
that's a way to maintain the roads, to cover them, and then be able to come back before they start falling apart.
Right, right.
We're going to come back with after these messages with a couple of more questions for Joe, specific to that $400,000 is a portion of what we've gotten recently from HERF. Let's talk about where the rest of that is going and where we as a town are in line with those expenses, and also talk a little bit about some of the other options that were out there to fund this. We had people suggesting gas taxes, impact fees, passing it on to the rest of the communities around us, the legalities of that. Toll roads were mentioned. Lots of other suggestions we're going to get into. We're going to let Joe give a chance to respond to them, and we will address hopefully some of your thoughts, concerns, and comments after these messages on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
At Cherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Cherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Greg Schulte. Listen to Diamondbacks Baseball on KQ&A.
It's the countdown to opening day. Diamondbacks Baseball returns to KQ&A Thursday, March 28th against the Los Angeles Dodgers. First pitch, 1:10. Sponsored this season by Amco, Country Bank, Bucky's and Yavapai Casinos, Affinity RV, Wallach and Volt, Yavapai Block, Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Waters Garden Center, Bradshaw Family Dental, Moyers Heating and Cooling, House Chilson Insurance, You Pick It, Home Furniture Direct, Cable One, National Bank of Arizona, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Grand Canyon Financial, Prescott True Value, Cliff Castle Casino, Patriot Disposal, Prescott Dirt, Heritage Memory Mortuary, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Bottle Gas. It's the countdown to opening day, March 28th on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and 95.5 FM Prescott Valley Cottonwood. KQ&A, your Arizona Diamondbacks baseball station.
Are you ready to retire? Have enough money? Have you thought about a reverse mortgage? Hi, this is Suzanne Cosley, your reverse mortgage specialist, and I'd like to invite you to a reverse mortgage seminar in Prescott Valley for a complete overview on reverse mortgages. Plus, it includes lunch. It's March 13th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Country Bank, 3044 North Glassford Hill Road, Prescott Valley. Call me, Suzanne Cosley, at 928-583-9015. For more details and a free gift for the first 25 people who call.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for sticking around talking budgets, dollars, roads, taxes, elections, and all that good stuff with our finance director, Joe Duffy. We'll be right back with him in a minute, but I want to remind you of some things coming up here. The Chino Valley Police Department Citizens Academy is starting up again April 10th through May 11th. on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings. More information on that is available at 928-636-4223, extension 8. Or just check out the newsflash item on that at chinoaz.net. Again, the Chino Valley Police Citizens Academy, it gives you a chance to see the inner workings of the police department and a little glimpse at the challenges that they face. So please take advantage of that. Now, if you want to get a real nuts and bolts feel for how the town operates as a whole, including the police department, but also budgets and how they interact with the other entities in and around the area, the Chino Valley Citizens Academy for the town government begins March 21st. This is a free program. Anyone can participate. Information on that, again, the 2019 Chino Valley Citizens Academy, March 21st through May 9th. Sign up for the entire program or pop in on one specific night that might interest you. Information on that is available through the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce at chinovalley.org. Don't want to make that big commitment? You want to know more about this special election and roads and water and taxes and all that good stuff? A special election meeting is scheduled throughout the next month or so. Let's see, what's the date today? There's one tomorrow morning, the 12th, 10:30 a.m. at the library's community room. The 21st has one at 9:30 a.m. Thursday, March 28th, April 13th, April 18th, April 24th, April 30th. Now, most of these are taking place in the morning. We do have one Saturday scheduled on there. We have done them in the evenings over the past several months. We are trying to work in. I was in contact with the town manager the other day. We're going to try and add another weekend one in there if we can, maybe another or two evening ones. We're trying to make it so more and more people can attend these, but I will tell you that at some of these evening ones, some of these morning ones, some of these afternoon ones, there are very few people there. So we ask you to please show up, get involved. All the information dealing with this and other programs is available at chinoaz.net. So, again, we are encouraging you to get educated, get informed, get some accurate information. And if you have questions, get them answered. The best way to do that is in person as opposed to at 4 a.m. on Facebook. Not always the best way to reach a town government official. Now, Mr. Duffy.
Yes, sir.
Let's just hit home here.
Okay.
We talked before the break about approximately $400,000 that's available for actual on the ground to get the roads fixed. That's what we call on the ground funding.
Right.
That's not all you get from the highway user. What is it, HERF?
HERF funds.
What is it, highway?
Highway user revenue funds.
This is money that we get from where?
Your gas tax, the 18 cents a gallon that you pay at the pump. It's distributed back to us. All the cities and towns, the county cities and towns, and the state, of course, all receive their proportionate share, mostly based on population.
But wait a minute. We you know, you say $400,000, but I looked, and several of you listeners out there looked online to the budget.
Right.
And you're getting a lot more than that. What's going on?
Well, we're getting about $1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Where's it going?
Well, we have a road crew, Matt. And just maintaining roads just isn't filling potholes. It's also taking care of road signs and culverts and drainage. And when an emergency comes, they got to put out barricades. So they are a very busy crew. It's a small crew, six guys. And they have to, there's a lot that's involved with just maintaining the safety of our roads, not just the quality of our roads. So they spend their time doing that. Now, we have to pay them. They didn't want to volunteer.
Oh, so now it comes out.
Yeah, they do pay them.
They get paid.
They
okay.
do pay them. And, they need some equipment, some vehicles, and tools to do the job they do. So all said and done, that runs about $600,000. We get about $1 million a year. We have 600 for salaries, equipment, tools, and all that stuff.
So 40% of what comes in is going on the ground.
On the ground, yes.
How does that compare in ratio to other areas?
Well, I don't know specifically what every other community does. We did do a little comparison about how much each community pays cost per mile.
Okay.
And so right now, Prescott spends $34,000, almost $35,000 per mile to maintain their roads. Prescott Valley spends $20,000 per mile to maintain their roads. Yavapai County, $17,000. Chino Valley spends $6,300. And that's because that's all we have to spend on roads. We would love to be able to spend $34,000 a year per mile on our roads. We just don't have it. But just the big question, well, how do we compare as Chino Valley as a local government to all the other local governments? Well, we actually did a study last year, and we went and looked at Sedona, Camp Verde, Cottonwood, Prescott Valley, Prescott, and ourselves. Maybe I might have had Dewey in there also. But we went, we compared it cost per capita. So we looked at how much are we charge, we paying, how much per person does the average citizen in the town of Chino Valley pay for, like, police, water, sewer, library, senior center, recreation, parks, all of the things, the services that we provide to the community. How do we compare to the other communities out there, the similar ones, and primarily in Yavapai County?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, Matt, every category we spent the least amount of dollars to provide our goods and services. Every one of them, bar none. So we actually get more bang for the buck to our citizens than any other community in Yavapai County. And we're proud of that.
Okay.
Part of that is we don't have as many resources. We don't have as much revenue coming in, so that's going to drive it. But I can confidently tell you that our department heads and our employees look for every way possible to stretch that dollar as far as they can. So we're doing the best job we can, trying to do as much as we can with every dollar that we receive.
And that goes back to the question. It's one of the questions we have in here is why chip seal as opposed to asphalt? So, again, we touched on it before the break. In studies by our engineers, in studies by other highway departments, in studies by industry standards, every area, be based on climate and what the ground's made up and other things, there's best suggestions, best practices, things that last longer.
Right.
And in like areas, such as Chino Valley, chip seal, and I, you know, believe what you're hearing or not, do a simple Google search, do some research if you're out there listening, because I did, and I was surprised at how much it costs to maintain roads. So don't believe what you're hearing right now. Don't believe necessarily what you're getting from the meetings, from the towns. Vet it out. Take the information, do some research, and find out if, in fact, what you are hearing is true. And what I'm sure you will find is that chip seal is a commonly accepted and commonly used material and process for roads that are similar to ours because it's a way to what? Like you said.
Get more miles per dollar.
Gotcha.
Repaired. Because it's probably 25% of what it would cost to do overlays or asphalt in areas. Now, there's areas that you do need asphalt because of the high traffic volumes, the heavy truck traffic, and things like that. But then in your rural areas like Chino Valley, your residential streets, your collector streets, chip seal's fine. We have very stable soils and gravels, and especially if the bases are built and built correctly at the start. The problem with a lot of our failures that we have is the roads have no bases underneath them. So if the roads that we've done over the last 5 or 6 years, we have gone back in and take them and put the good base down. So the chip seal, you know, we might be able to get 10 years out of it. It's going to last longer. But the next time we have to go in and replace it, we're not going to have to redo the base underneath it.
Now, we're going to sidetrack just a little bit, and I want to put out this statement because I spoke with he couldn't join us here today. Frank Marbury, our public works director, I did have a conversation right about an hour and a half ago with our town manager, Cecilia Gritman, regarding a concern that a lot of you have had, and it's a valid one, a very, very valid one. Reed Road, within the last 6-7 months, was completely redone, not by town crews. It was done on a contract. It was outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
We have had some pretty extreme weather recently. And most of you are noticing that it is not up to the standard that it was supposed to be. Now, so I spoke with, and that's an extremely valid concern that some of you have. We're supposed to be looking at a 7-ish year or more process that would last, and it did not do so. This is what we're getting from our public works director, our public works crew, and our town manager. The contract that was done with our vendor is still under warranty. Dialogue is currently going on to make sure that that is brought up to the standard that the contract required and what it asked for. So, yes, it did not take. Yes, it is in the process of being brought up to that standard, whether they come back and do it or we get reimbursed to hire somebody else to bring it back up. That is in process. So just like when you buy a car, when you buy a refrigerator, when you buy any electronics or anything, if it does not work, you then go back to the retailer, you go back to the manufacturer and say, hey, make this right. That's what we are doing as a town. So rest assured that's being done. Now, a couple of you were concerned. We saw some posts this afternoon about, oh, they're just going to go back and patch it up. Yes, there were crews out there patching it up because we want to make sure it's safe to drive on, but that does not mean that that's the be-all, end-all of Reed Road. So we're going to leave that at there because Frank isn't here to discuss that, but I had contacted him, spoke with him, spoke with our town manager, so we wanted to put that out there. It is not a done deal. It will be fixed. Now, back to our list here. We had talked a little bit about wages, about salaries. There have been some suggestions and some concerns and some comments that everybody in the town is just way overpaid. We're a small town. We're a quarter to half the size of other communities locally. So believe it or not, this was brought up. Since we are a town that is a quarter to half size of any local community, we should be making a quarter or half of what they make. My response is, well, if you're, a plumber in Chino, should you make half or a quarter of what a plumber in Prescott makes? What is the process to determine wages for any entity, whether that be a community, a town, a county, a company? In your experience, Joe, how is that determined?
Well, actually, Chino Valley, I'll tell you how they're doing it and how we've done it. Over, about 5 or 6 years ago, we did a salary survey, and we go out and we compare the salaries of like positions in municipal governments and some outside. I mean, there's positions, an account clerk mm-hmm. in a municipality is the same as account clerk in a private industry. So we do these little salary surveys. A lot of communities do them. I know Prescott did one just a year or two ago. And we make sure that our employees are paid within that certain market range. Now, our goal is not to be the highest paid employer. Our goal is to pay a fair wage for the work that we're receiving across all positions. So we want, because as an employer, we have the same issues, particularly now, attracting and retaining good employees. And it's important that we do retain our employees because it saves us money in the long run. So we have to pay a fair wage, and that's what we do. In fact, we just completed a survey just the last couple months, found that a few positions were a little bit out of a wax, most of them just grade changes and stuff, mm-hmm. nothing minor. But we have been keeping up over the last years. That's what we determined. The prior one, we were really behind in a lot of areas. And so we did make some wage adjustments, but now we're keeping up with market where we should be. And it's concerned because we want to make sure that we are not wasting our taxpayer dollars.
Gotcha. So being good stewards of the budget, being good stewards of the money, and at the same time making sure that we can keep people and not waste money on retraining and repeatedly training.
Right. And then just to follow up, the final point to that is we are holding the number, our employee count down. We are not increasing the number of employees that we have even to the pre-recession time. We're doing everything we can because we understand we want to keep those, our labor dollars
right where they can be. Now, we have had various suggestions from ones on how we can more fairly tax, I think was some of the terms used, citizens. How we can make sure that this is done in a way that won't hurt as bad as some people are afraid this will be. So when we come back from this break, we want to look at things such as how this was determined, the different figures, what other options were brought out, whether that be gas tax, impact fees, things of that nature, and what other ideas did the town consider before and exhaust before determining that the May 21st special election is the way to go. So we will be back to discuss those on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, right after these words.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Looking for ways to save with your Medicare plan? Walgreens has a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. So bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy today to start saving. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available in our network.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. It's been a successful 6 months for Essential Air Service at the Prescott Municipal Airport.
The service started on August 29th with daily flights to Los Angeles and Denver. The end of February marked the first full 6 months of commercial air service provided by United Express and operated by SkyWest Airlines. At the end of last year, the airport had reached 10,000 enplanements.
We're excited about that. So it was good that we had those planes filled.
Prescott Municipal Airport Manager Robin Sabata says as for planned improvements, they just completed a runway project that will come in handy following snowstorms.
We hadn't pulled out the snow removal equipment in almost 2 years, so when we needed it, it was really great to have a runway that was able to be quickly converted back into a usable surface.
The airport was closed and flights were canceled during last month's snowstorm that was heavier than the one in January. With spring break this week, officials say many are taking advantage of Essential Air Service flights. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Increasing clouds this afternoon with scattered showers increasing this evening through Wednesday morning. Chilling after bedtime tonight to a rainy 38 with highs tomorrow and Wednesday only 45 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with light snow and strong winds Wednesday before a big weekend warm-up. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 20% chance for rain this afternoon, 60 to 70% tonight through Wednesday morning, an overnight low near 44, a high of only 54 the next 2 days, then a big sunny warm-up coming Saturday and Sunday. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Chino Valley continues on KQNA.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. When you see one of our trucks rolling down the road in Yavapai County, that's not just a fresh tank of propane. That's the warmth the family will feel this winter. The heat that'll cook their meals, wake them up to hot coffee, and dry the clothes they wear. For three generations, people have associated our name with the comfort provided by clean burning propane. 67 years of touching the lives of families in Yavapai County. You can find out more at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
The colors of spring are bursting at Waters 57th Spring Open House.
Talk directly to our farmers as they show off the newest flowers, brightest evergreens, and freshest new bloomers.
Friday, we show off this year's showiest plant introduction.
Saturday and Sunday, it's impromptu garden classes, sidewalk art, cornhole contest, and drawings.
Join the garden fun at Waters Garden Center's 57th Spring Open House this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 15th through 17th.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
It's that time of year again. Prescott Brewing Company's anniversary beer only gets released once a year in celebration of surviving the Ides of March. Ooh, they said, don't open on March 15th. It's the Ides of March, the day Brutus killed Caesar, and it's bad luck. We said phooey, and 25 years later, we're just releasing the 2019 batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale. Served in a Belgian-style tulip glass, get it while it's here, because after that, it's gone. Prescott Brewing Company, defying the Ides of March since 1994.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Welcome back. Now, we want to remind all of you that we do have some meetings coming up. Go to chinoaz.net to find out the schedule so you too can attend and ask your questions of people like our guest today, Mr. Joe Duffy, like our mayor, Mr. Daryl Croft, our town manager and our public works director. Ask away. Get information. Don't believe me until you figure out if I'm telling you what's right or not. So get the info, get the data, get the questions answered, and then make an informed decision as you see fit. We are talking dollars. We are talking cents. We are talking lots of things with Joe Duffy. Thanks for hanging out with us, Joe. We've got a couple of questions here we just want to throw out and see what your response is here, Joe. Finance director for the town, $1.6, $1.5 million is what we're asking for this property tax. What other options were considered? Why are we doing this?
You know, the Roads and Streets Committee, who reports or advises the council, looked at several different issues and several different ways to fund this project. One of them was let's increase the gas tax. Can't do that because it takes the state legislature and I believe a vote of the people to do that. There was actually a bill proposed early in the legislation this year that they were trying to increase it, but I think it just faded away. Sales tax. Well, we currently charge 4%, one of the highest in the state. And
clarify that, because 4%, the figure that pops into most people's heads is 10-something.
Yeah.
What's the breakdown? What is that?
Yeah. So the total in Chino Valley, if you buy something in Chino Valley, you're going to pay 10.35. The state and county get 6.35%. The town of Chino Valley gets 4% of that.
Okay. What's an average in this area, Prescott Valley?
They're going to be in the 7.5. Prescott and Prescott Valley are going to be 2.5 to 3.5%.
Which brings them to 8-9%.
Nine.
Right in that. So yeah, you're saving a percent.
That's pretty average around the state.
Okay. So we are a little elevated
we are higher.
Because the town of Chino Valley, town specifically does not have a property tax.
That's one of the driving forces, yes.
So the
a lot of communities do, and they'll pay for like a portion of their police with a property tax or whatever, a general property tax.
So the bulk of the town's revenue is generated by sales tax alone.
Yes.
Okay.
And most communities in the state are in the same boat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, why not just put this on developers? Why aren't they paying the boat for this? Impact fees are something that's been mentioned.
Impact fees were very popular 10 years ago, but I think it was 6 to 8 years ago the state changed the law, and now impact fees have to be specific to a specific project, where they used to be able to be spent generally throughout the community. In fact, we did collect impact fees, but we had to quit collecting when the law changed. And in fact, the roads from, let's see, 3 on 1 East from 3 South all the way out to Callanage, those roads were used the final impact road impact fees that the town had. We had about $450,000. Mm-hmm. So that's how we used them, and we're all done. We used to collect police, recreation, and road impact fees, and no longer have that revenue source.
Everybody uses the roads, not just the people that live east of Reed and south of whatever our northern border is.
Right.
Why is it just the town residents paying this? Why don't we tax everybody?
Well, a property tax only affects the citizens. We're going to pay to have our roads maintained in our community. But we also, like, we drive into Prescott, and they don't charge us to drive on their roads in Prescott Valley. So it's just the communities have to pay for the roads within their road network.
So the alternative would be a toll road on One West is a toll road, if we wanted to do it that way.
If you could even legally do it that way. But that would be an alternative that may generate enough funds.
Okay, so just homeowners, right? This doesn't affect the apartments. This doesn't affect the commercial. It's just us hardworking homeowners.
All 6,901 properties, whether residential or commercial, will all pay. Commercial properties will pay more because they're assessed at a higher rate, and their properties are generally worth a lot more than residential properties.
Okay, you say assessed. Let's clarify a little miscommunication that was taking place online. Bought a house for, and no, I did not, but because I'm broke, but a person buys a house for $300,000, $250,000, I don't know, whatever that
is. Say $300,000, just keep
$300,000. Okay. They are going to be taxed on that percentage that we were talking about at that $300,000 figure, or what?
No, they're going to be taxed on their assessed value. The county assesses the value of your home and determines basically what the assessed value is for all the properties within the county. So we did a little quick little study, and we looked at the recent sales prices of about 20 homes, and then we went out and looked at their assessed value, and it came out to 49%, but we're saying 50%. Mm-hmm. So on average, just as a quick little rule of thumb, your house, if it's worth $300,000, is going to assess about $150,000.
On average, some will be less than that 49-50%, some will be more.
Right. The range, I believe, was like 44%, 56%, somewhere in there.
So when you're looking at your properties, you listeners, when you're looking at your property's value, the assessed or the market, it's the lower of the two is what this percentage will be applied to.
Yeah, and the information is available on the county website. It's your limited assessed value.
Okay, and somebody has a really nice house. Somebody down the street has a less than nice house. Why not a flat tax? Why not $150 a year for everybody?
Yeah, we just did not have, the county doesn't give us that ability to say just $100 a year for everybody. What we do is we tell the county we need to collect $1,500,000 from the taxpayers within Chino, and then they divide up that bill based on your assessed value.
Very quickly before we take our last break, you say that $1.5 million, that's what this proposal is asking for the county. Per year, will that go up and down? Will the tax that's assessed, if this passes, adjust per household over the course of the 20 years, or will it stay constant?
Our intent is to keep the tax flat for all of our existing taxpayers and let the new people coming in building their new homes increase pay their portion too, because your neighbor next door needs to pay the same amount that you're paying also.
And when you say intent, it's because that we can't tell the future.
We can't tell the future. Now, the council does have the option to increase that total levy, the $1.5 million, by up to 2% per year. But their intent now is not to do that over the next 20 years.
And if future council decides to do that, 15 years down the road, 10 years, it still has to go before the public for public process.
Yeah, there's a whole, it's called a truth in taxation process. So you get public notice and you got all the public hearings. And these are your elected officials. So you can come to council and say, no, we don't want that to go up.
We have barely scratched the surface, primarily because that's what we wanted to do. We want to encourage people to do the homework, do the research, show up to a meeting, find out what's being thrown at you. Is it true? Is it false? Is it provable? Is it verifiable? Or is it just what you're reading online and hearing while you're in line at the grocery store? Get some facts. Determine if they're true. Get some information. Make sure they are facts. Get involved. Get educated. Make an informed decision. We will be right back with some closing thoughts after these messages on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM.
At Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood, we don't fudge when it comes to your coverage, but we'll give you fudge just for getting a quote from us. This is David Goldstein, and with every quote, we'll give you a card for free homemade fudge from Verde Valley Olive Oil Traders. Get a sweet treat and qualified coverage from a solid company like Safeco. Stop by our office at 657 East Cottonwood Street or call 567-0335. Let's save you some money and hand you some yummy. Sherrick Insurance, 567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, the place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Do you feel confident that you have the right financial plan in place? How and where do you invest? Trying to learn the do's and don'ts of the stock market can be extremely costly. Just one mistake can set you back years from attaining your financial goals. Understanding the stock market and investing based on your personal risk and time can be the ingredients for a successful outcome. Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning. I've been assisting my clients to create the proper recipe to reach their financial goals for over 25 years, and I can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. Again, that's 480-991-1055, and visit the web at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. As always, I'm John Dombrowski reminding you don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Tropical drinks, palm trees, and the open sea. Take a break and sail to adventure this March with Cliff Castle Casino Hotel's Cruises from the Castle giveaway. Earn entries now through March 31st. Then, join us Sundays in March starting at 5 p.m. to win up to $400 in Castle cash. And at 9:15 p.m., one lucky winner and a guest will win a cruise of a lifetime. Only at Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
Must be 21 years or older to game. Management reserves all rights. Exclude Sunday, March 19, 2019. Visit the Castle Club for full details.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your guest host for today's show, Matt Santos.
Again, we barely scratched the surface. We want to thank you for listening in. Find out more information at chinoaz.net. Email me at informationofficer@chinoaz.net. Thank you, Joe Duffy, for hanging out with us.
And glad to be here, Matt.
Thank you, as always, to the lovely and talented Bill Monroe. We will talk at you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.